This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And what exactly is the record for free falling up?
According to the birds, it was 8 miles high.
Oh, man, I can't believe he pulled that out of his hat. Okay, and we go from there. And we're joined now by Mr. Todd Winter. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
I was trying to read your name tag and cheat.
You got it right on your book there, you silly man.
I've got all sorts of things on my book.
Well, turn to the right page and you'll know who's here.
They can't see that. I know. Anyway, we want to talk about lithium batteries. Holy mackerel, I want some lithium batteries.
Of course you do. I'll bet you already have quite a few, don't you?
Well, I've got in my phone and in my MP3 player.
Yeah.
And let's
laptop?
See. Yeah, I guess I have a laptop sort of.
Drill?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Leaf blower?
No, gas.
Oh, okay. I got the leaf blower.
I have one of those little chemical burning
things. Now you can get the lawnmowers.
Yeah.
Even camping stoves now are lithium battery powered.
Electric stove?
Yes. They're awesome. And you can charge your phone off of them. You can recharge them with solar.
Oh,
my
goodness.
And they want to distribute them in Africa and other countries so people have a way to cook, a green way to cook, and they can recharge it. And, yeah, cool. All kinds of cool things.
Okay. That means these things are finally getting cheap?
Wow. Well, there are some cheap alternatives out there, but you know how that goes. There's always a range of products. So for some things, cheap is good, and for some things, you want maybe more reliability and more quality.
That's been the difference. Lithiums don't like being treated the way we normally treat our batteries in this country.
Right. Well, yes, that's true, Pete. We do like to abuse batteries, and we like to use them and throw them away. They're your best friend when they work, and they're your worst enemy when they don't, right?
Yep.
Especially if they're in your car or your airplane. Yeah.
Now, you're talking about main ship batteries here. So you're talking about large battery packs, high capabilities, high capacities.
Yeah, we are. You know what's cool about lithium, and I've been helping people understand this, there's actually a wide variety. Again, there are disposables. We use them in cameras and flashlights. As you know, they're not cheap. They are definitely more expensive, but they typically last longer. And then there are rechargeable type batteries, and they're used in lots of applications. And the reason why is they have 3 times as much energy per kilogram or per weight. So, yeah, there's a lot of energy in them, and that's why they're being used in just about every application you can think of. It's a great technology. And there's a lot of variety. Again, like you said, some of them are pretty low cost and they do a good job. Some of them are designed to last a very long time, like you want in your cell phone. And then some of them, like the military uses, I mean, if you're using them to power a weapon, you want a big burst of energy. And the chemistries can do that as well. But the geniuses, the chemists, figure out different methods of what you want to deliver. So there's a lot of variety out there. And so there's some press out from the FAA and such recently, which is valid about freight shipments and safety. And that's a valid thing. Again, you got 3 times as much energy in there. So it's a great workhorse, but you have to use it properly and you have to deal with it properly. It's like other things.
Yeah, it's like shipping a can of gasoline.
Actually, I think it's a lot safer. But.
Oh, it is, I'm sure. But
I'm sitting here looking at your book, and there's one sentence here that absolutely has blown me away. It says here, True Blue Power Main Ship Batteries and Emergency Power Supplies feature A123 systems, 26650 cylindrical nanophosphate lithium iron phosphate cells. What the heck is that all about?
How cool is it? Oh, you know better than that. The A123 cell took the model community by storm.
I know about the A123, but cylindrical nanophosphate?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. Well, okay.
That's a big term.
Well, it is, and that's because it's designed to do a big job. I mean, these guys are pretty smart. They're from MIT, and again, chemistry was a big part of it, and they said, you know, they have a specific chemistry called iron phosphate, and the reason they like it and the reason I like it is it tends to be more stable. So it's not a can of gasoline.
It doesn't have the free lithium that causes the problems.
Right. It doesn't have any lithium metal at all. It has lithium ions, but it's just a more stable type of reaction, but still fairly capable, but it wasn't quite as good as some of the others. So these guys figured out a way. Nanoscale means you just smash up the stuff into nanoparticles. And when you do that, you get more surface area. So you got more reactivity. It's more efficient. It's going to last you longer, so it's a better purchase for you. And you can get more power out of it when you need to, and or more energy, which is power over a long period of time. So it was just a way of taking a good chemistry that was out there and making it somewhat better. Of course, they were smart guys, so they patented it and everything else. And when I learned about that, I said, you know, that is something I would feel comfortable with using, because we do a lot of standby instruments and standby power packs. And I said, you know, in our Bonanza, that's something I would feel comfortable with. And so we did a lot of research. And yes, it's a cylindrical cell. So they take a nice flat cell and they roll it up and they put it in a can and seal it. So it's heavy duty. It's abuse tolerant. Like you said, we like to put our batteries through riggers. And gosh, we've done FAA testing, and let me tell you about abuse. I mean, we have done the worst to those poor little batteries, and they came through shining, so we're really happy about it. And it's a way I believe that we will be able to bring some nice utility to aviation, because we need new things, right? We need innovation, so it's that type product will help us do that.
Well, the A123 cells have been on the market now probably, I don't know, at least 8 or 9 years maybe.
Exactly, yes.
So what are the prices doing? Are they coming down? Is this starting to become
They have been somewhat. They actually have been. And as a matter of fact, we're very good friends with the people at A123. We're actually the worldwide provider to aerospace for that technology. And so we provide people, you can buy the cells from us if you want to make your own pack, or we provide modules and we put cells together maybe with electronics, or we do a pack, which we have FAA TSO that can start your engine. But yeah, the prices have come down some, and we're hearing that they may come down a little bit more. They do make these cylindrical cells by the millions, but most of them go to power grids. So right. they make a bat. We have a nice battery pack. We think it's pretty impressive. They have one. It's an 18-wheeler trailer, and it's got 80,000 cells in it.
Oh, my goodness.
They store electricity off the power grid in Hawaii and Chile, and they can put it into those batteries, and then when they need it, they just suck it back out.
It's essentially a peaking generator.
Yeah, something like that. It's a cool solution, but what I like about it is it just proves the durability of the product and the cell. And because they use it, that helps us bring the price down, because we love aviation. But gosh, I've been building products for many years now, and when we go to people and we tell them what our volume is, you know, they say, "Excuse me, how many do you want?" You know, and we're like, "We need 1,000." They're like, 100,000? No, just 1,000, you know, so.
Yeah, they look at you funny, like you have three heads.
I was going to say, I've been reading up on the technology, and I'm an avid RC modeler, and I go around to a lot of radio control model airplane shows, and one of the big problems with the lithium polymer batteries is they don't take impact well, and it's not uncommon at an RC field that if somebody has a pretty big accident with a model airplane, that they bring back a battery pack that's smoking.
Yes, and that energy if you short it out.
Yeah, lithium polymers don't like impacts. That's been proven more than once.
Well, they're not mechanically robust.
No, they're not. And
they don't have that nice little steel can around
that's
them.
Right.
Nope, they don't. Well, it's a weight thing. Are you people going to be, say, introducing a line of batteries for radio control modelers by any chance?
No, not really. We are focused mostly on certified aircraft, but we are actually selling an experimental starter battery here. So what we have been doing is connecting with pretty much all the OEMs that you can think of, working with their engineers, and most of them say, yeah, it's about time we had a good solution, and they'll be integrating those into their newer model aircraft. So that's where you'll see it most.
Do you see a market in the automotive industry for this style of battery?
You know, there has been, and our friends at A123, they're more focused on that. The Formula One racers in Europe.
Oh, yeah, we've been reading about that.
The Porsche team had a big victory, and they used the A123 cells in one of their cars. They use a slightly bigger package than the ones that we use. So, yeah, that's part of it, too.
You're using the 18650s? Is that what you said?
Well, we use that one. We use that one in one application, but in our larger packs, we use the 22650.
Okay.
Yeah. And they use a 22750, I think, in the Formula One racers, which is more expensive.
For people that don't understand it, that means it's a cylindrical battery, 22 millimeters in diameter,
right.
75 millimeters or 70 millimeters long, whatever that was.
And when they hit the pedal, they want to burn rubber big time. So
yes.
Yeah. And you can do it. That's what's so cool
about
it.
Well, I remember reading when DeWalt first put out a pack, a battery drill using the A123 cells.
Yes.
It was 36-volt pack. They said the battery drill was more powerful than the one you plug in the wall. And that's impressive.
That is. Yeah, and there were modelers that were taking those packs and ordering just those packs and taking the batteries out for their airplanes.
Exactly. Yeah, we knew a lot about that. And it's really cool, too. They kind of control some of that. But you can also recharge. You can get a lot of power out, but you can also recharge quickly. We have a large pack. It's TSO certified. It would go in something like a Cessna Caravan. If it's completely discharged, almost completely, but you still are able to start that nice big PT6, it will fully recharge in 15 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
So by the time your wheel's off the ramp, you know your battery's fully recharged. So you've got, because it's also your emergency power, right? And you know it's there. And you know when you go land someplace, yes, you will be able to restart the engine. Always nice, you know?
Yeah definitely. So, can't handle
it. And it's half the weight. Half the weight.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so amazing.
Okay, I want
too.
One of them for my little electric scooter.
There you go.
Yeah. There are some guys out there doing that. There's the boosted boards guys. That's kind of cool. I don't know if you've seen that.
No, I haven't seen that.
Application. Yeah.
Wow.
So.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us. How do we find out more about what you're doing here?
Well, you can go on the web. TrueBluePowerUSA.com is one place. You know, there's a lot of sources out there. You know how the web is. You can find info.
Well, that's fantastic. I want to thank you for joining us, Todd.
My pleasure.
I'm Fast Egg.
And I'm Digital Dave, and this is EAA Radio.